Have you ever noticed how music goes along with our holiday? You know, we just came through Christmas season, and of course, usually starting sometime in December, there's one of those stations that never stops playing Christmas songs. We'll get into February, and of course, think of love songs. Get around Memorial Day, 4th of July, and of course, patriotic songs. Let me take you to another place. There's a small group of men gathered in an upstairs room for a special event, a holiday, a baker's dozen. To say it's been an interesting meal, that's an understatement. Although the meal is a celebration, traditions and rituals, this night has been filled with questions and confusions, and disputes, and even intrigue. But there's one ceremony that we easily overlook. Of course, we're talking about Jesus and his disciples at that Last Supper. There's one thing that I think we overlook a lot. It's right at the end. It's actually in another verse. At the end, Matthew 26:30, Mark 14:26, both say the same thing, and it's referred to as the Hallel. The verse says, and they sang a hymn. Hallel means a song of praise. It's actually intertwined throughout the whole Passover supper. It consisted of six psalms, starting with the 113th psalm, going all the way through 118. The latter three psalms were used at the end of the celebration, the end of the meal. And listen to just a portion of that, see if it sounds familiar. Maybe even something you've already heard today. Verses 1 through 4 of Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 24, it goes on to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 29, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. On this night, Jesus transforms the Passover, a celebration of the Israelites' release from the bondage of slavery, into the Lord's Supper, a celebration of our release from the bondage of sin, because Jesus became our Passover sacrifice. Give you another song, Psalm 136:23. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever. He rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Father, we come before you to remember the price that Jesus paid. And Father, as he has given us this celebration, this meal, this time of reflection and examination, may it be upon our hearts and our minds that your steadfast love endures forever. Father, you've rescued us from our foes, from sin and death, from Satan and his demons. And Father, so we come before you today to glorify Christ, to uplift his name. Father, that you might be glorified through him. Father, be with us as we partake of these items, as we remember him as and his body as we partake of the bread, but also as we remember his blood as we drink of the cup. Father, we just thank you for your steadfast love, which endures forever.